بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، أما بعد. In tonight's Tarawih we cover Surah Mulk, Surah Qalam, Haqqa and Ma'arij, Nuh, Jinn, Muzammil, Muddathir, Qiyamah, Dahr and Mursalat. In Surah Mulk, all the finest qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are being mentioned, whose message can be clearly seen in His creation. Everything has been created for our use by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who guards us from all dangers, but people still refuse to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sign. Those who accept them and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be rewarded immensely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is certainly to be fulfilled on the Day of Judgment. Look at His signs and ponder once more over His favors. In Surah Qalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He highlights the name of the Surah. The Qalam stands for the pen that records all the good deeds, all the deeds. By that symbol, the man of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes with a plan and guidance. Truth is above falsehood. Man must be tested at all times to ascertain that they do not become overconfident and forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how He tested the companions of the garden, who were sure to plucking their fruit the next morning. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the garden to become bare. So the lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will works in wonderful ways. Evil and good can never have the same end. Can the wrongdoers produce their partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if they are truthful? On the Day of Judgment, the sinners will see their result. The good man must be patient always, like Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam. But his repentance brought unto him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor. In Surah Haqqa, what is reality? The proud nations of the past rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's signs and were destroyed. But this destruction was just a small suffering compared to the doom in the hereafter, where good and evil will be sorted. The religious will enjoy a great reward, while the wrongdoers will suffer a terrible penalty. This is not an idle message. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's truth. The message of the Qur'an is the only reality. In Surah Al-Ma'arij, patience and the mystery of time will show the ways that rise to heaven. Only patience, prayer, good deeds, iman, and the motive to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lead us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's presence, where there will be great success. No matter how rosy evil looks, It will be destroyed in the hereafter and result only in failure. In Surah Nuh, those who stubbornly deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message will be punished. The lesson is that good must prevail. And righteousness will conquer, inshaAllah. This is all pointed out in Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam's story, which is almost parallel to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam's stay with the wicked people in Mecca, in the Meccan period. In Surah Jin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's truth is accepted by strange creatures. Among them are the jinns, which show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered by all his creation. When man is hurt how pleased does he become when he learns that even spiritual forces have accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message. Man's duty is only to proclaim Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message. Knowledge of the unseen belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the surahs ahead, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that prayer, humility are important if one wants to lead a good spiritual life. We should devote ourselves to the service of Allah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and pray at night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make matters easy for you. Be faithful, sincere, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His grace. We are also told to shun all evil because in the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to bring you back to life after your death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created us without purpose or responsibility. On the Day of Judgment, we will give evidence. A person will give evidence over his own wrong. Therefore, remember the hereafter at all times. The faces of the blessed will shine with brightness and beauty. The others will be sad as if a misfortune has befallen them. Allah also mentions that man was nothing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him some izzah and respect. His beginning was certainly very low. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him the way and left the freedom of choice in man's hands. Those who are good are rewarded, and those that do bad and sin will have to pay a hefty penalty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us ability to act upon the verses of the Quran. Amin wa akhir da'wana amin. Alhamdulillah. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khidmatihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi sahbihi ajma'in.